Hello, the Striving is the Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 84. So we've been using one scripture as our basics. That is the basic scripture that runs through everything we're doing in all these episodes, and that is Hebrews 4:12. So by this time you should be able to say it offhand with me. Come on, let's go. Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So in the previous episode, I was talking about how Jesus is the guarantee, the surety of the new covenant. Everything you're reading in the new covenant, there is someone who is backing it, who is the guarantor. Just like how you buy washing machine, you buy your TV, your iPad, and then you receive a guarantee that for 2 years, for 10 years, we can assure you that this thing will not fail. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, is the guarantee of every single scripture you read in the new covenant. And as I said, by this time, you know that the new covenant begins from where? From Acts of the Apostles, and that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is the transition, because only the new covenant could only come into being or into force after Jesus died. So every word we read, every scripture we read, we know that Jesus is the guarantee. He is personally guaranteeing every word that you read. Oh my God, it's so good. These are living words. Jesus is the guarantee of these living words. And it's not only that, but when I read that message, when you turn to that message, then God is personally also confirming it in your life. Because the more we feed on the word, the more we are built up on the word. Knowledge of God, of God's word, the knowledge of who Christ is, what he has done. No, when you look at Christ, you are looking at yourself, because the reflection, when you look at Christ, you can see what is also in you. Seeing Christ shows what is in you. And the word of God is there for you. The epistles are there for you to open and to learn and to be full of the life of God. As you read it, you are getting grounded on the word. You are getting firmer on the word. You are receiving a living word, living messages pouring out into you as you read it personally. Oh, God is building faith in you. So some of these words, just let's take a few of them and begin to look at that. Psalm 121:1-2 says, my help cometh from the Lord. You know that song, my help, because a lot of people are looking to the hills for help. But why would you look to the hills for help when David had to look to the hills for help? But now Jesus is our rock. Jesus is the solid rock. There is no need to look to anywhere but to look to Christ. Look to Christ and receive all the help you can. And he has even sent us the Holy Spirit, whose name is what? The Helper. Oh, so as I feed on this word, as you feed on Psalm 121:1-2, that says that your help comes from the Lord, and you read it, something will be happening inside of you. What's happening? These are living words you are feeding on. You are feeding on living words. You are feeding on living words. And they go into your spirit and build you up. I keep saying that if you eat potatoes today, in a few months' time, the potatoes that you ate, if I say cut out the potatoes you ate 2 months ago for me, and I bring you a knife and you cut, you will not get the potatoes. You will get what? Flesh. The potatoes would have turned into flesh. The meat you ate last year has turned into flesh. When you were on lockdown, all that you ate, you saw it now coming out. Now your belt couldn't fit, that couldn't fit. What happened? Because you fed on that food. Now you feed on God's word. Feed on Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2. I look to the hills, and where is my help coming from? My help cometh from the Lord. So you say to yourself, today I thank you that my help comes from you. Today all the help I'm receiving, I'm going for this interview, Lord, I have favor from you. You are my help. In this confusion, in this marriage, Lord, as I stay in this marriage, I believe my help comes from you. You keep saying your help is from the Lord. You keep feeding on that. And voila, when you want the help, something comes out. What is coming out? The help from the Lord. The help from the word of God. You're so blessed. Bye.